If you know that you need to move into brand, but you're feeling overwhelmed and you feel like there's all this stuff going on and there's all these new things you gotta learn and new pieces of the puzzle you gotta figure out in order to have your own brand, in order to stop doing, you know, the affiliate game or maybe lower end drop shipping kind of stuff, then a partnership you already know is something that you need. Here's the thing, right? Like, it is very clear to me that, you know, there's one thing I can do that nobody else can really kind of do, you know, VSLs. That was my kind of skill set, right? I can't hire somebody right now better than me at VSLs, but I can hire someone better than me at literally everything else, right? Everything else, I could find somebody who's way better than me at, you know, just doing all these pieces of the puzzle. And I found myself very limited, right, with my skill set, because I knew this skill set was the only thing. It was the most important thing. This was the 80-20 rule, VSLs, making VSLs. But everything else, like customer support and mid-rotation or all these different pieces of the puzzle that's basically based on the offer owner side of things, I didn't understand and I couldn't juggle, right? I had enough pieces on my own trying to make these VSLs over and over again. So when I got my first business partner, that was a huge breakthrough, right? Because this guy covers the whole side of the piece. And if you find a good business partner, they can cover that side of the equation too. So again, I went from before being an affiliate who all I did was make VSLs for affiliate products to still doing nothing else but making VSLs, this time for my own products, because I got a business partner who would make my own products, and then suddenly I owned a part of the back end and I owned the equity and I owned this bigger picture vision that we were creating together. And then when I went on and sold that, I got on with Mindvalley, and then I began to learn, hey, I didn't actually need to give my old business partner 50% of the whole company, right? I didn't need to give him half of everything. I didn't need to like do a split down the middle. If you're a more seasoned guy and you're more seasoned in your kind of business, I would encourage you to check out business operators, right? What I was actually looking for was kind of an operator, someone who can run the business side of things. I'm very creative, right? There's a great personality test called Wealth Dynamics. It's one of the best personality tests because it's all about how different people make money, right? Advice from Warren Buffett, who is a trader, is not great advice for me because I'm a creative kind of guy. I need to look at guys like Richard Branson who have my same kind of, you know, personality type when it comes to making wealth and things like that. I'm a creator and a star. That's kind of my two big kind of ones there. But lo and behold, there's things called business operators, online business managers. They will come in and manage the business. They just like taking something and keeping the whole machine running and gluing everything together and making sure it's going out and working together and finding the right people who can put things in place for you in order to create your kind of vision. If you're an affiliate and you're ready to bring your campaign to a brand level, what you really just need is a business operator, someone who can start working on all those kind of pieces of the puzzle, and you keep doing the same thing you were doing before. You don't actually have to learn all these new skill sets. You can stick in your lane, and I recommend you to stick in your lane. The reason that we were able to get such amazing results with VSLs was because that was it for me. I became obsessed. I became the VSL guy, and I just kept optimizing, just script writing VSLs, getting VSLs produced, split testing the VSLs, and just making the campaign. It was the 80-20 of the 80-20, right? 95-5, the most important thing you do is VSLs. So if I could say one thing in this video to you, it would be to encourage you to find somebody who can get all of the other things that aren't 80-20 off your plate. What's the one thing that you can do that nobody else can do? Just focus in and harness that and get really, 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 really amazingly good at that one specific skill set, because that skill set is what's gonna rocket you off and you can hire out everything else. Everything else you can get off your plate. That's my advice. Be a master at one thing and partner with masters who are masters at the other thing. But you can just hire them as a business operator. You don't actually have to give them half your equity, so you can own the whole thing and take it to whatever level you wanna take it. Boom, that's it. See ya.